And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble is awaiting trial in the New York City jail on a charge of murdering the handsome young ne'er-do-well Oliver Wilson, whose body was found backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, where Larry had been starring in a play. The police say that Larry was overcome by jealousy when he learned of the secret marriage of Oliver Wilson and the actress Claudia Vincent, with whom he is rumored to be in love. Meantime, wealthy Rupert Barlow, the financial backer of the play who has been secretly infatuated with Mary for many months, is now determined to win Mary's interest, particularly since he knows that Larry has insisted his wife have nothing more to do with him. Right now, Rupert is pacing up and down a subway entrance in New York, looking anxiously at his wristwatch, as he thinks,
"Oh, this is a devil of a note. Maybe my chauffeur, Victor, lied to me when he said Mary Noble got on that local subway train downtown. Confound it. I wonder if Mary got off before this stop, or if she went on uptown. Why should I assume that she'd have to get off here and go back to her hotel? Unless she doesn't show up in another... Oh. Yeah, there she is. Thank heaven she didn't see me. Now if I can just let her get ahead. There. Now then.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Why, Mary. Why, I don't believe it.
No, but Bob.
Of all the 7 million people in New York to bump into you.
I didn't see you. Where did you come from?
Well, right out of that subway. I was hurrying to get out. I detest riding in subways.
I'm surprised you'd ever bother with them.
Well, sometimes one is forced to take the underground. I had some business down in Wall Street, and it would take forever to drive there. But to run into you, Mary. Well, this is really the long arm of coincidence, don't you think?
Yes, I must say it's very surprising.
Well, suppose we get out of here and into the air. Maybe I can induce you to have a drink or a cup of tea, Mary, my dear.
I'm sorry, Rupert, but I must get back to my hotel.
All right, this minute?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I'm late as it is.
How can you keep so busy? How is it that you always have these urgent appointments just when I'm lucky enough to get a glimpse of you?
Please, Rupert. I told you that I mustn't see you anymore. Not until after Larry's trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson. He's in jail, and it makes him too wretched to think that I'm going about and seeing people he doesn't completely trust. And it isn't fair to add to his uneasiness right now.
In other words, Mary, it's quite all right for your husband to have romantic interests in his life, but you mustn't even have friends. It's rather a dog in the manger point of view, don't you think?
That's not fair. Larry isn't like that, Rupert.
No? No. Has he ever actually denied having a romantic attachment for Claudia Vincent?
I don't want to talk about it. You promised that you'd try to understand.
I have tried, Mary, my dear. Heaven knows I've tried. But for the life of me, I can't accept this banishment. My intentions have been honorable from the first. I've done everything I could to help you and to help your husband, Larry.
I know, Rupert.
And he forces you to leave my apartment and move to that dreary hotel where you're now living. Then he insults the lawyer I got for him, Clarence Brewster, and refuses him to allow him to represent him. Now, on top of everything, he orders you to stop speaking to me. Is that reasonable?
I wish there was something I could say, Rupert. I'm deeply grateful for all your help. I wish Larry didn't feel as he does, but I must do everything to make him easy in his mind. He has so much to worry about as it is that I can't add to his burden.
Well, if that's the way you want it, my dear, then I shall say no more. But I hope I haven't lost your friendship, Mary. I don't want you to judge me through your husband's eyes.
I don't, Rupert. Please, I must go. I've been too long as it is.
Oh, forgive me, my dear. We'll go at once. Here, let me take your arm up these awful steps.
No, don't. I mean, please.
Well, surely you needn't shrug away as though I were contaminated.
Oh, it's just that I'm sorry, Rupert. I can't say any more. I must get back to my hotel at once.
Well, of course. But you don't have to rush up the stairs so fast, do you? You're not running a foot race, are you?
No, but I am in a hurry.
Well, then, by all means, let's rush. Here, let me help you. That's it. Hurry.
Oh, Rupert, you're making people stare at us. I've got to go. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary. You don't know what a pleasure this has been. Hey, you. Did you get the picture of us coming up the subway stairs?
I sure did, Mr. Barlow. It's a Lulu.
Good. Have it developed at once. You know where to take it.
Same place?
That's right, and don't waste any time.
Mind if I ask what you're getting all these pictures of you and the lady for?
I mind very much. Hmm? It's none of your business. You're only a photographer, so do as you're told. And don't ask questions.
Hmm. How do you like that? Nice, friendly guy, that Rupert Barlow. Like it made any difference to me.
And at this same time, Claudia Vincent, who has caused so much of the present trouble for Larry and Mary Noble, has moved to another New York hotel to be safely out of sight for the time being. Now, in her hotel room, as she looks about her, she smiles and thinks.
Not bad, Claudia, not bad at all. Last week you were flat broke and owed a big hotel bill. And now you're sitting pretty and the future looks rosy again. I wonder just how much Larry Noble's friend, Mr. Lester Jordan, can be persuaded to pay. He actually believes I'll go on the witness stand and testify for Larry when the trial comes up. Well, what a surprise he's in for. Too bad in a way. Bound to turn him against me. But can't be helped. Oh, now what? Oh, I suppose it's the maid. Even though I told them not to disturb me.
Hello, Miss Vincent.
Victor. Victor, get away. Don't you dare come in here.
Now, take it easy, Miss Vincent. You don't want to make a scene. It's no good shoving the door because I got my foot in it.
How did you find me?
I got ways, Miss Vincent. You don't cover your tracks so good when you move from one hotel to another. And I thought we ought to have a little talk. So you better leave me in and close the door. This is kind of private, you might say.
I won't let you come into this room. Victor, if you try to force your way, I warn you, I'll scream.
No, you won't, Miss Vincent. You'll be real nice and quiet. I just want to ask you where all this dough you got all of a sudden comes from.
It's none of your business.
I wouldn't be too sure. You and me kind of made a little deal to stick together, remember? We figured it would be smart when Mr. Noble's trial comes up. Looks to me like you're trying to give me the runaround. I wouldn't do that, Miss Vincent.
You can't frighten me, Victor. And you needn't think that you can get a penny away from me either. Go away. Go away. And don't you dare come back, or I'll call the house detective.
Okay, Miss Vincent. I'm going now. But you'll see me again. Think over what I said.
Claudia Vincent listens carefully until she is sure her unwelcome guest has left. And then she goes quickly to the telephone and makes a call. And some seconds later, we hear...
Hello?
Mr. Jordan?
Yes?
I don't want to give you my name. You know who this is.
Oh, yes, of course. Where are you?
I had to leave the hotel where I was staying. Oh, I'm in very great danger.
Well, you've got to let me help you. Let me bring the police into this case.
Oh, no. Can't you understand that that would be fatal? I'm absolutely desperate, Mr. Jordan. I'm terrified. I don't think I can stay on any longer. I'll have to run away.
No, wait a minute. There must be some way. Just tell me where I can see you. I'm sure we can manage somehow.
I'm afraid, Mr. Jordan. My life isn't safe. The only way I can protect myself is to pay more than the others, and I can't bring myself to accept any more money from you.
Well, are you quite sure the danger is as great as you say? If you told the facts to Hubert Savage, Larry's new lawyer, I'm sure
Mr.
that...
Jordan, oh, I don't blame you for doubting me. It does sound fantastic, but that's why I simply can't wait any longer. I'm going to run away.
No, I believe you. I can't let this happen for Larry Noble's sake.
Yes, of course, for Larry's sake.
And for yours, too, of course. I'll get whatever you need, Miss Vincent.
Please don't speak my name.
Sorry, I'll get funds for you. Anything you need, just let me know where I can meet you.
I'll disguise myself and meet you in the observation tower of the Empire State Building.
Do you think that's a good place?
Oh, it's the best. I can make sure that no one follows me. I can watch the elevators. Mr. Jordan, can you be there by 8 o'clock?
Well, I'll try. I have to see Larry Noble first.
Well, don't tell him anything about me. It's terribly important.
I won't.
8 o'clock, and please, I need a great deal to pay for my safety.
I'll do what I can.
Lester Jordan finds his confidence in Claudia Vincent is waning. And sometime later, when he visits his good friend Larry Noble in the New York City jail, we hear...
Well, I can only stay a few minutes, Larry. I have a rather important errand.
Not with this mysterious witness you are planning to spring at my trial, Lester.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Look here, Lester. I appreciate all that you and the other boys at the Green Room Club are doing for me. You'll never know how it's bucked me up to think that you fellows at my own club are behind me in my trouble. But I wish you'd tell me something more about this surprise witness. I might be able to give you some information about the guy.
I wish I could, Larry. Tell the truth, I'm a little worried about this person.
You're not being taken for a ride on my account, are you, Lester?
Me? No, of course not. It's nothing like that. Don't worry about it, Larry. Don't worry about a thing. I'll handle this the best way I can.
Larry Noble notices the worried look on Lester Jordan's face. He wonders who this witness could be. If Larry knew the truth, what would he think? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.